Hey guys, this is Sara. I'm driving home from my improv class right now, and I got a request today to do an audio that involves some guided relaxation. And I've kind of been in a bit of a creative rut in terms of my not safe for work audios, so this one's just gonna be safe for work. But I hope, in spite of all the car sounds, you might find this soothing. You know, I like to meditate. I don't do it as often as I should, but it's something I really enjoy. I've had anxiety and OCD since I was a little kid, and the cool, calming sensation and the kind of gentle tingling I would feel in my brain when I was really stressed about something, and then I would meditate for 10 minutes, you know, just focusing on my breathing, just redirecting my thoughts whenever they would drift. That has been really, really helpful for me in my life. And I hope, whether you're a veteran at meditation or it's something you've never done before, that you might let me share this with you, and that you might be open to this experience. We often feel pressure to fully believe or commit when we meditate, that we have to have some deep, intense movement within ourselves. And I don't think this is true. I think you can do this, just go through the motions, and it'll be enough. You know, there's some schools of thought in Buddhism and in Judaism as well, actually, that talk about this very concept. You know, people often say it's hypocritical to do a practice without true belief, but certain schools of Judaism, especially certain schools of Orthodox Judaism and certain schools of Buddhism, say it's enough just to do the act, that it plants a seed. And I studied in a neuropharmacology lab in college, and so I took a few neuroscience classes, and it's true. Anytime you form a habit and practice something, you're creating new neural connections in your brain that will make it easier to do these things in the future and will lead to different sensations eventually. So if you don't fully buy into the affirmations or the words that you're saying today, don't worry. Don't put pressure on yourself to believe it or to feel it. Don't feel pressure on yourself to feel or experience anything. What you feel and experience, regardless of how abnormal you think it is, it's exactly what you need to experience. So with that being said, let's begin. It might help if you sit in a chair or, you know, lie down on a bed. If you can dim the lights, that might be helpful too. If not, that's okay. However you meditate is okay. I'm a firm believer in that whatever complications or distractions arise, that's part of the meditation, and it's meant to be there, and that's all right. So we're gonna start really easy and just focus on your breathing. A simple way to do this is just to either breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. And that can be a beat of one, or you can draw it out a little bit in your count and go breathe in, one, two, three, four, hold it. Two, three, four. Breathe out. One, two, three, four. And again, I'll let you count now. we're nervous or tense, we often focus our breathing in the front of our body. We focus on puffing out the top of our chest, straining our rib cages that way. And it's okay to get some air that way. It happens naturally for a lot of people who might be anxious or have asthma, so their breathing is more shallow. But a deeper and more soothing way to breathe would be to focus on expanding your entire stomach, and not just at the front of your body, but imagine that there's a sphere, a hollow sphere, that wraps around your stomach and goes through your back and your sides. When you breathe out, it compresses, it gets really small. But when you breathe in, you expand it in all directions. So you feel that inhalation not only pushing down on your pelvic floor, pushing outwards at your sides, heaving up in your chest, but also in your back. It's all 360 degrees. Every hollow space of that sphere, just focus on expansion and breathing. Breathing and focusing on our breath and gently redirecting your thoughts every time they drift away is one of the easiest ways that we can be kind to ourselves. And most people, we struggle with being kind to ourselves, let alone loving ourselves. It's not something that comes naturally to a lot of us. But in this moment, even if you don't believe it, I just want you to say to yourself, I am worthy. I am worthy of this breath. I am worthy of this peace. It out loud if there's people around or if you don't feel comfortable, but if you're alone and do, then try it. Say, I am worthy. It's okay if you also say it in your head. I am worthy of this breath. I am worthy of this peace. Doing great. I know it's different, especially if you're not used to this, but you're doing a great job. Just keep focusing on the rise and fall of your stomach and taking those deep diaphragmatic breaths that seem to radiate from your pelvic floor to your chest, expanding outward, not just upward. It also helps if you let your breath out of your mouth. Breathe in through your nose. Hold. Out through your mouth. Creating this rhythm is really soothing. And right now, you have troubles, like every person. There's something that's troubling you. Whether it's stress at work, or physical pain, or self-doubt, or for some of us, maybe even self-loathing. These are difficult emotions. But in this space, I want you to just say, I accept and observe whatever emotions come my way. I accept and observe whatever emotions come my way. I don't need to judge them, and I don't need to fight them. I don't need to judge them, and I don't need to fight them. I can simply allow them to pass as clouds at their own pace. I can simply allow them to pass as clouds at their own pace, not hurrying them and not dwelling in them, not hurrying them and not dwelling in them. Very good. And now, this might sound really cheesy, but I want you to imagine that there's light gently moving or flickering or glowing in your chest. It can be in the shape of a sphere or a heart or a cube or a star, or whatever you naturally envision it as. But it's glowing, golden, beautiful light. It's pure, and it's beautiful. Now, as cheesy as this is, and you don't have to believe any of these words, I just want you to say them. Say, I am a being of love and light. I am a being of love and light. I share my light with all those who cross my path. I share my light with all those who cross my path. Whatever or whoever troubles me, I send my light its way. Whatever or whoever troubles me, I send my light its way. And now, I want you to focus that light in your chest and imagine that it's a beam, gently glowing and connecting with whatever is troubling you. You can envision it as a word, as a face, as a picture, whatever you need to envision it as. You could even just envision it as some color or shape, but connect the beam of light from your chest to this trouble. And send your light its way. I am a being of light. I am a being of love. Say that to yourself. I am a being of light. I am a being of love. I share my love and my light with all those who cross my path. When I bless others, those blessings are multiplied to me in return. When I bless others, those blessings are multiplied to me in return. You don't have to forgive a person if they're bothering you. You don't have to even like them. You just have to imagine yourself sending love and light their way. If this burden or this struggle with them is troubling you, and it'll help ease your mind. You don't even have to believe it or buy into it. Just imagine this, and it'll slowly start to heal those edges of that scab. Or if it's a problem. I have a lot of medical problems, and I deal with a lot of pain. So some days I just think, I send my love and light to my pain. I accept my pain. I don't fight my pain in this moment. I just breathe. And maybe that'll help you too. You've done a really good job tonight. I'm really proud of you. I'm smiling right now because you did a great job. And now, I just want you to take a few more clarifying, soothing breaths. You are worthy of this peace. Thank you so much for experiencing this with me. I hope that whatever was stressing you or troubling you seems less significant now. And I hope that you continue your day or your night in peace. Thank you so much.